Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Ross Gray songwriter Seamus Doran had ambitious plans for a series of commemorative events to mark the decade of centenaries, with particular emphasis, I suppose, on the part Tipperary played in the fight for independence. Now, he had to put together a remembrance committee, and they were looking at ways to collaborate with other people and committees around the county who are also planning commemorative events. But as with so many projects over the last year, the pandemic thwarted all plans. And one aspect of this project was the composition of songs to encourage people to reflect on the birth of our nation. Now, I caught up with Seamus, along with the care look of Tipperary County Council Michael Smith, in Ross Gray recently, and sure, we had a great old chat.
Well, I suppose, Fran, I suppose, obviously we're in the decade of centenaries, stemming maybe from 1913 up to 2023, I suppose, from the lockout up as far as the Civil War. And I suppose I would have spoke to you at length around 2016, the centenary of the Rising, and the huge response to the Thomas MacDonald song. And I suppose doing the hurling songs over the years, I realised how much of an impact Tipperary people had on the whole era of the War of Independence, and this was something I felt I'd like to do, was maybe honour those people.
Right. You ended up with six songs. I mean, how did you narrow it down? Because I presume you could have gone on for 60 songs.
Yeah, and I'm not that good, Frank. Six was my limit. But I suppose if we even take maybe a wedding in Tip or a county final or Tip winning in all Ireland, you'll probably hear the Galloping Mountain Boys song. And probably reflected in that are people like Dan Breen, Dinny Lacey, Sean Tracy, Sean Hogan. And I suppose I suppose Thomas MacDonald then is the obvious one, because of he's the only Tipperary signatory on the proclamation. And Michael Hogan around Bloody Sunday. So I just felt myself that through our looking back at that whole era, we'd probably see it through the lives of those six men, most of us. And that in no way undermines the contribution that other Tipperary people would have played. But as I said, I can't write a song about them all. But maybe it might encourage other people to do little projects.
Absolutely, yeah. Of course, there were all sorts of wonderful plans, and then the dreaded COVID hit. So what effect did that have on you?
Yeah, well, I put a little committee together with my good friend Ty Maher, Sean Hogan, John Lochney, and a couple of others. Like, we'd major plans maybe around the whole collaboration in audio, video talks with people like John Connors, and I've been talking to the lads in Top Jargon in the MacDonald Centre. And obviously COVID came down, and that put pay to all the plans. So we were able to pull a few things. That we got the video done to the Michael Hogan song, and there was a huge response to that. And I suppose Coltis got involved and sponsored the whole video. I got the Dan Breen song done when there was a lifting of restrictions, and we got the video done. But I suppose it was really snookered, and you know, from the music business, there was we couldn't have a launch, there was no gig, so there was no way of generating income to pay for this, and you couldn't have a crowd at anything. So so here we were. So I approached Michael Smith, chairman of the council, to see would the council have any interest in getting involved, and that's sort of where we are at the minute.
And the Caoimhe of the County Council, Michael Smith, is with us. Michael, thanks for taking part in this. Tell me about you hearing about this in the first place, Michael.
Well, I suppose, firstly, Fran, I feel very lucky here today, because I'm with what I suppose music royalty between Frank Curry and Seamus Doran, I have to say. And as we all know from Seamus, a brilliant composer, local musician, songwriter. You know, when I think of the mighty Blue and Gold in my hometown of Ross Gray, just to mention two. But I suppose when Seamus came to me, and he's a very determined man, as you well know.
Indeed,
very
he is.
Persuasive.
No isn't in his vocabulary.
No, I don't think so.
Michael,
but when he came to me with a fantastic idea, and a small committee had been established, and he came to me with this idea, and straight away I just wanted to see in what way, shape or form that the local authority could get behind this. And I'm delighted that we are assisting in relation to the recording of these songs, because I think with COVID and the pressures that is put on not alone the music industry, but everybody who's making that effort in trying to remember. When I think back to last year and so many different commemorations, events, exhibitions, around Bloody Sunday, and unfortunately they had to be postponed. But I suppose when we think of that date in November, when Tipperary, on the 100th anniversary of Bloody Sunday, when they lifted the trophy, you know, it just shows you how sport, and even over the last number of weeks, how Rachel Blackmore, how sport has been able to lift us. But on this occasion, it's music, I think, that's going to lift us, because Seamus has a proven track record, and I know with your assistance and with others, he's a very exciting programme for us. So I was absolutely, and when I spoke to the chief executive, it's something that we wanted to do, to get behind, because that's what we try and do within the local authority, is where you have someone who's bringing something novel, something new, something that can be encouraged, nurtured, and I think that's exactly this project.
Now, I presume it's difficult for you then to find a particular strand of funding that would suit this. So how do you look at that, Michael? How do you?
Well, I suppose we're very lucky in the local authority that there is funding streams that are available for community artists, for musicians, for different projects. But I suppose the time frame had elapsed in relation to sending in an application. So I'm privileged as Cathaoirleach that I am able to avail of funding and to make that case to the local authority and to the chief executive. And that's what happened in this instance. So we are able to support it. And please God, into the future, post this COVID, that when we're back having live events, and I suppose whether it's in this hall or in a public house, that's what we miss, is that interaction with music and the way it lifts us and brings us to another level.
Of course. This is also in that great bardic tradition of documenting somebody or something along the way. And it's lovely to continue on that.
Absolutely.
It?
Like, you know, and these songs will be remembered. It's, you know, it's the videos and it's the stories. And we all have our own stories. My own grandfather, he was 8 years of age in 1916. His own house would have been known as a safe house. And he would have taken my dad to meet De Valera in the old Carmel Hotel in Nina. And, like, there was no talk of politics, but it was all talk about rural Ireland and agriculture and how things were going in Tip.
Because some things never changed.
Never changed, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that was in Nina. And when you think, like, representing Clare or close to Clare, it was just, he stopped off there, I suppose, kind of the halfway between Dublin. And now how times have changed that you wouldn't have seen Nina. But, like, that's the way it has evolved for me, you know, Sean Lamass and, you know, getting involved in politics. But it was always, you know, something in the back of my mind that in relation to our history, in relation to our heritage, our culture, should never be forgotten, friend, because, you know, every family has a story. Every family has, you know, some connection. And as Seamus alluded to, these are our six proud gentlemen, but there's other stories that other families have. And I suppose if we could at all, in these songs, we're remembering everybody. And that's what it's about.
And that's definitely what it's about. Will you just tell us about the six individuals involved, Seamus?
Yeah, well, I suppose, obviously, the first one is Thomas McDonagh, and he's our only signatory of the proclamation in Tip. I suppose there was a huge response to that in Clochjordan. Yeah. They started to put on as their own anthem, and the kids recorded it from St. Michael's with Tom Williams. So, Tadhg Mar sang that song, done a fabulous job. And Bloody Sunday then, obviously, Michael Hogan and Tadhg did that again. So there was big plans around that and concert in Blue Brew. And so as Michael alluded to, that was all shelved. I suppose the other four then would be Dan Breen, which Tadhg sang as well.
Yeah.
And a huge response to that song. But the three others then, I suppose, Sean Tracy, Dinny Lacey and Sean Hogan. I have the three singers got, and they're heading in for final vocals now with travel restrictions after being lifted. So the Sean Hogan one is going to be sung by Deirdre Scanlon.
Mm-hmm.
Dinny Lacey is going to be sung by Ashton Rafferty. And the Sean Tracy song has been sung by my own brother Aidan, who was featured on a couple of CDs. So.
Very good indeed.
So it was a lovely little collection.
So what can we expect then for when all the recording is done? What will happen at that point?
Well, I suppose we'd be hoping you'd give us first play.
No pressure there, no
pressure. No pressure. Yeah. On the programme. And maybe like what we did with Dan Breen, John Connors has agreed maybe to say a few words on each of the three individuals.
Yeah.
So we'll have a collection of the six. I was hoping then maybe as we head into Civil War sort of centenary that I just have a reflective song written. Probably on one of the most tragic periods of our history, and you know, even doing the research on it to such a sad time, I can't think of another word, only sad and tragic. So that would be the seventh song for maybe a future CD. Part of our plans would have been then maybe to collaborate it, make that into maybe a concert with the singers. So that might happen next year. Maybe I'll be able to go back to Michael Smith again. So we were hoping maybe, you know, with a concert, maybe some sort of talks about the six individuals and, you know, have a nice day.
There's so much that can be done.
Oh, yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Before we wrap up, Michael, just in terms of how we look back, I suppose that's the Civil War. It's going to be a tough one, isn't it? Will it bring up old differences?
It certainly will, but I suppose we should never be afraid to look back, you know, and it's not about learning, it's just reflecting. And I think, as Seamus alluded to, we'll reflect on that time, we'll talk about different events that took place right across this county. But I suppose for us as a committee, it was very much about remembering and not allowing the moment that we didn't talk about it, because it's like everything in life. You need to talk about these things. You need to just bring it out there and let it out in the open. There's no point to festering upon something that happened so long ago and saying, right, it just happened.
Yes.
Let's get out there, let's talk about it, and let's learn from this, and let's educate our kids.
There's healing in that.
There is, absolutely, you know, right across the board. But, you know, it's like you'd be looking forward to explaining it to your kids, to educate them in a real way about what went on and how times have changed.
Right, and of course you can do that beautifully with music, and we're looking forward to hearing the entire project when it's all finished, Seamus.
Thanks a million, Fran.
Singer-songwriter Seamus Doran there, my old friend, and always a pleasure to meet up with Seamus, and my thanks as well to the Coherlock of Tipperary County Council, Michael Smith.
Join the conversation in Tipperary. Contact us through Facebook, Twitter, or email tiptoday@tipfm.com. Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Subaru dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.